From KSRO, KSRO.com, and the KSRO app, available for download at the App Store and Google Play, this is continuing coverage of the coronavirus emergency.
Good afternoon and welcome back to KSRO coverage of the coronavirus and how it impacts us here in Sonoma County. As our shelter-in-place orders are loosened and more businesses open up or get ready to open, it is vital to coordinate communications so that businesses can comply with the latest guidelines. Joining us on the phone now is Sheba Person Whitley. She is the Executive Director of the Sonoma County Economic Development Board. Thank you so much for joining us today, Sheba.
Thank you so much for having me.
Can you tell us what is the EDB doing to help businesses reopen?
Absolutely. So here at the county, the Economic Development Board, we have a small team of business development managers. And what that really means is we have people that are there to now work both virtually, of course, on phone and on email to help businesses navigate everything from CARES Act to a whole myriad of business resources that are out there, making sure that everyone understands what is available and how to access it, and providing some technical assistance on that front. We also have been working diligently to make sure that businesses are aware of the mitigation measures that the county health department is going to require so that they can now be positioned to be ready to open when the health order allows. And so what we have developed is a set of business mitigation practices, BMPs. Those are actually developed by industry. So EDB, we're just the facilitators. We pull everyone together. All those industries met virtually, and then they determine, well, how they would be able to best meet mitigation measures, everything from social distancing, temperature checks, making sure that employees are safe. How do you think about sanitation? How do you think about your the layout of your establishment, whether that be a manufacturing or a restaurant or a hotel, right? So no matter what industry you are, you really have to think through right now, how do I prepare to be able to meet mitigation measures when a health order allows us to reopen? And so those BMPs are on our site. It's called SoCo Launch. So if you go to SonomaEDB.org, right there on the landing page is everything that you can find about how to reopen, how to make sure that you are pre-positioned and ready when the order allows. So we're trying to do it from both fronts, right? Really helping people with resources. We have three business development managers that are available to talk to people, again, answer questions, be that voice on the phone, be the person in response to the email, but also as they think through mitigation and prepare to reopen, to make sure that we are here to support people through that process as well.
Now, I really enjoyed looking at the SoCo Launch sort of portion of the EDB website, which is, again, SonomaEDB.org. It seems to be very well laid out. How did you come up with the idea of having facilitators and industry leads? And can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yeah, absolutely. So this is definitely a collaborative effort. I really want to really put in a plug for all the great people we have throughout the county. Because EDB, we only have 12 full-time people. So we're one of the smallest departments out there. But this was really a great call to action that we put out, working with economic developers, business developers, chambers, associations, trade groups, business leaders from all these different sectors. We put together basically a rubric that said this is what the mitigation requirements are going to be. We had volunteers that came to us in the form of facilitators, and it represented a wide variety of people from across the county, and they pulled together these small work groups, and those work groups were little task force work groups by industry primarily. They met virtually, and the work product, the results of that, are BMPs that are developed by industry that really speaks to how they have been so thoughtful about mitigation measures, making sure that they are creating an environment that's going to be safe for their employees and staff, but also builds that consumer confidence, because as all of our residents start to venture out into the community, start to and participate in more economic activities, we want to make sure that there's a certain level of confidence in everyone, that everyone's been very thoughtful We've done the work, right? The businesses have done the work. They've been very thoughtful. It's not a light switch. We can't just flip it and go back to normal. And everyone realizes that. And we've just got some really phenomenal, savvy business owners here and industry leaders and chambers and economic development partners from all the cities. Every jurisdiction really has chipped in and helped EDB bring this product online. So it's been a great process. And then internally within the county, we had a program manager on our staff, Lauren Cartwright, who worked really closely with our IT department. They actually worked over last weekend to get the website stood up, again, knowing that time is of the essence, and this is not normal circumstances, so it is certainly not an expectation that this happens during the hours of 8 to 5, right? So we're going to do whatever we need to do to be available and to be responsive and to be a resource to the community. We know that people are hurting. And anything that we could do to help is our job as public servants.
Now, I really also appreciate how things have been sort of into these different phases, that we're now in phase two, and things change so rapidly. How is the EDB staying on top of the new health orders as they're loosened, new guidelines as to sanitation, that sort of thing? This is changing so quickly. How are you staying on top of that information and disseminating it?
That's a great question, Michelle. So EDB is working really, really closely with the county health department. So working directly with Director Robinson as well as Dr. Mace. And so that has been conference calls, that's been WebEx, that's been Zoom. I literally was just on a Zoom with the two of them yesterday, late in the day, to talk about, you know, changes to make sure that economic development is in alignment with health, that we have all the relevant information. I actually had another call with someone this morning to talk through it again. So that's what it really takes. It takes us working collaboratively. EDB is really that conduit that is able to provide a great feedback loop to health to make sure that we're all in alignment and that we are providing the information that we're hearing from the business community as concerns and other issues bubble up. We're able to provide that information. And as we hear about information that health is aware of, whether that be changes with the executive order out of the governor's office or changes with the health orders here locally, we're able to pull that information in and disseminate that throughout all of our channels. So we have constant contact, we have a newsletter, we have our social media platforms, our website, and then we have this great network of over two dozen economic development partners. Mm-hmm. We are on the call with them twice a week. We meet virtually, of course, twice a week. And there's a great deal of information sharing, and everything that we have, they blast it out to their networks, and everything that they have, we blast it out through our networks. And so it really gets us to a place where we can really build capacity, because we know you can't get anything done in this world alone. You really need partnership and collaboration in order to really reach as many people throughout all the corners of the county as you possibly can.
Now, we know that things are changing so quickly, and we've really only got about a minute here left in our interview. Are there any sectors of business who should be planning now for phase three? I know we just sort of entered phase two, but should people be planning now?
Yeah, I mean, I think what we're going to see, and I don't have any inside information, but just based on what we've seen out of the governor's office, I think he's really thinking about restaurants, right? He made some additional announcements this week. I think that's going to come up. I think some additional outdoor recreation activities that are other than what's outlined currently. I know there's a real push to have some of those things come online as well. So I think we're going to see some rapid changes over the next week or two.
All right. Well, it's a lot of work. And as you said, you've got a small team who are helping you out. But I appreciate that you're pulling in so many different resources. I think the industry leaders and facilitators are a great way to really grapple with as much information as possible and get it out as quickly as you can. So thank you so much to the EDB and for all the work that you're doing. We really appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Michelle. And anytime you need anything, you want to hear from us, we're here. We want to be a resource, so never hesitate to reach out. Thank you.
Excellent. That is Sheba Person-Whitley. She is the Executive Director of the Sonoma County Economic Development Board. You can find all of these resources, and there are quite a few, online at sonomaedb.org. This is KSRO.